This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Then I would be dancing with you right now.
All right, let me throw another one at you. How about the older guy? Andy Dalton's 32 now.
I'm trying to get better at quarterback. I'm trying to get better at backup quarterback is what I'm trying to do.
Okay,
I would not be interested in Andy Dalton.
We're trying to get Jameis in here, Mike. That's what we're trying to do.
I'm trying to get the guy that on my draft board 2-3 years ago or 4 years ago, whatever it was, that I had as probably my top-rated quarterback. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Good. Let's come back around to that. Point number four. This is on my list of things. You guys can disagree. Who can win you one game?
All three of them could.
Okay. For me, Cam Newton. Cam Newton would come into a game and be a force of nature. That would be my prediction. That Cam Newton would come in and the other team might go, oh, no. We know that he's an erratic thrower. I remember that. Brian, remember when the Cowboys went to Carolina
to open the season?
And after and we get on the buses afterwards, and Coach Ryan and the fellas are out there having their victory cigars. Remember that? And part of the reason they won is they knew that they could make Cam Newton into a guy that would throw the ball high and wide. They could make him not.
Didn't they lose that game? They lost the opening day at Carolina?
They might have won the opening game, but there was a cigar game in Carolina.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, he's an erratic thrower. Even when he was good, he was that. But I view him as a force of nature guy. So one game, I'll do it. Point number five, who can be the bus driver? Now, you guys, I understand where you're going with Jameis Winston, but can we agree? He's no bus driver.
Yeah, that's his biggest problem is he ain't here to drive your bus. He's here to – he's a bus driver, but like Keanu Reeves in the movie Speed.
Yeah, can't take his foot off the gas.
Yeah, he can't slow down.
Yeah,
I love that.
I like, good job, Jeff.
That's a good one. Okay.
Sandra Bullock's in the background. Oh, my God!
We're all yelling and screaming.
If we can get Sandy in here too, then that's a good deal.
Sandra Bullock is Bruce Arians. She's getting that hat.
What about health? This is where the COVID-19 crisis really, it screws a lot of these guys, a lot of NFL free agents. But I've got Cam Newton. He's got a pair of shoulder surgeries in the last few years. He's coming off a season missed due to a foot surgery, and I can't give him a checkup. Brian Broaddus, that's in here somewhere, right, in the reason that he's on ice?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. I've been thinking about it. If I was a rich guy and I needed hip replacement right now, I know that nobody's supposed to give me one, but I can still get one, couldn't I?
Were you talking about flying your private plane somewhere else in the world and doing it?
Yeah, I'll go to Toronto and get – could an NFL – how much trouble would an NFL team get?
A lot.
If they gave somebody a physical?
A lot.
What are you going to do to them?
You're going to take away draft picks, take away cap space. You know, you're going to do something to them. I'm interested to see if teams are going to really meet. You know, the commissioner's talking about here in a few hours of shutting these places down.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to police those, A, and then B, what happens when somebody gets caught meeting at their place.
Yeah, because, Brian, and I need to speed this up here.
You do.
I think in that memo it's about you can still have your exceptions, right? The very necessary personnel. Well, they're all necessary. We got the NFL draft coming up. This is what you guys like. Point number seven. What about development? That's why you want Jameis, right?
No, we don't. We don't want him because of development. We want because he could be a better quarterback.
Okay.
Well, you have to eliminate the turnovers.
Oh, he could be a better quarterback, General. We know that.
I think most coaches, I don't know about Bruce Arians. I think most coaches are like you, Brian. I'll take that guy.
Sure.
And I think most of them say, I can teach that guy. Point number eight. What do we think about Cam's personality?
Love it.
Perfect.
Do you?
Absolutely. I wish I could be that flamboyant.
You're pretty flamboyant.
No, that man's got style.
I wish I had his bravery.
He's got some guts. He sure does.
Okay. I would like to remind us that the NFL is an almost militaristic outfit. You stand in line, show up 5 minutes early, wear the same uniform as everybody else. Cam Newton as a backup quarterback being ostentatious and flamboyant, I don't think that works, man.
Okay.
Point number nine. If I'm the Cowboys or any other team thinking about this, the first thing I'm going is, why didn't Belichick call on him?
Probably because he can't bring him in to look at him in point three or four that you made.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, follow the money. This is not that the Cowboys are cheap, the fact that they want to spend $2 million on their backup quarterback. Because cheap, I mean, they're going to spend $198 million in cap money. But Dalton's coming off a $16 million salary, Jameis coming off a $20, and Cam coming off a $23. When one of those guys comes to the Cowboys and says, I'll play for a fraction of that, I think we have a conversation. But none of those guys at this point, 23, 20, and 16, think they're worth only a fraction.
Some of those guys are going to have to decide, if I want to have a chance to show I'm worth more, I'm going to have to take a little bit.
Preach.
You know, and I don't know which team it is, but, you know, you talk about Jameis Winston or Cam Newton. Teams don't have to take a risk on Cam Newton's health or Jameis Winston being able to limit his turnovers. There are so many options out there, you know. I mean, and it's crazy because 5 years ago, you know, Blaine Gabbert got a truckload of money after being horrible. Right. He still got paid. Mike Glennon got paid. Josh Freeman got paid. I mean, they gave Sam Bradford so many chances. He kept tearing his leg up, and they're like, Sam, can you walk? Yeah. Here's another $20 million.
Yeah.
But teams don't have to do that this year. It's crazy.
And in this environment, I'll close with this. For some reason, the Chargers are comfortable with Tyrod Taylor, but not comfortable looking at these other three guys. And all those are reasons why the Cowboys aren't either. And that's the Fish Report thesis for today.
Salute, Fish. Have a good one. Salute. He's at Fish Sports on Twitter. We have baseball nuggets coming up, folks. The Red Sox have unveiled a coronavirus-inspired logo. And we have more must-follow MLB stars on social media for you to be aware of that are keeping you entertained during the coronavirus. That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Every day at this time, we give you baseball stuff with us. And I have a couple of good ones here. The Red Sox have unveiled a new coronavirus-inspired logo. We'll get to that, and we'll get some of the MLB superstars. You need to make sure you're following on social media here during the pandemic. For me, I did have one thing I wanted to throw at you guys real quick before we get to this baseball, because I was watching another press conference there at the break, and watching these pressers is so fascinating to me right now, because the sign language people, the translators for the hearing impaired, their facial expressions and energy are totally different from the elected official or the judge or whoever that's, you know, so he's trying to be presidential and smooth, and the sign person is interjecting a lot of more emotion with their facial expressions. It's like the spokesperson's a robot and the signing person is like reading a book to kindergartners. You guys notice? It's fascinating to me. I'm watching the sign language person. I might end up actually picking up some signs out of this, and I'm listening to the person, and I'm wondering, is the person talking thinking, dude, I didn't mean it like that, and I saw you furrow your brow and look all mad and stuff. I was trying to be cool with this. But you put out there to the sign language community that I'm all ticked off.
Yeah, they're super extra. Like, there's one that shows like a choking motion while they're doing the sign language. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Tongue is out and everything.
Are they giving, like, political commentary with their facial expressions while signing? I don't know. It's interesting to me. But if I was in one of these spots, I would want to pick my signer. Yeah. You know, and I'd have post press conference meetings with that guy.
Yeah. Look out there doing TikTok videos.
Yeah. Now maybe it's an important part of sign language, right? Maybe the facial expression or something. I could very well be naive here, and I apologize if I'm offending the sign language community. But if you could reach out to me via Twitter at Gavin Dawson, if you're somebody with knowledge of this situation, and, you know, give me a lay of the land. You know, is this something that the sign – that's a good job right there. Are the sign translators aware of this? Is it a challenge of theirs? Well, what do I need to know?
You know, I knew a guy that worked at the United Nations that was a translator.
Okay.
And he was – now, these are spoken words, and he had to be very mindful. He made sure that he always had – the actual written transcript of what was going to be said, so he knew how to to use his voice to say this is important or this. He never wanted to miss anything as far as how, because if you mistranslate something, it could be devastating to the overall message, and so that he was very mindful of those types of things.
Very good. Good stuff, gentlemen. Appreciate that. Let's get some baseball in here. The Red Sox unveiled a new temporary logo designed to promote social distancing. In the new version of the iconic logo, the team's namesake socks are shown separated with space between them. The separated socks are meant to remind people of the CDC's suggestion to stay 6 feet away from others.
Socks always get separated. You ever do laundry? Socks always escape.
That's a good point, Brian.
One sock always escapes. So socks have been, all through our life, socks have escaped. Have been social distancing. Yes.
They've been setting a good example
for
situations like this to avoid pandemics.
It's amazing.
I tried to become a sock guy where I would get some of the longer socks that were fun. Like some of them had a stegosaurus or some sharks, and I think one was camels. And I swear to you, I have one left of each of them.
There is no
matching pair.
Put them together, Jeff. You'll be all right.
I do. And so I have one gray camel sock on and a blue shark sock on because I don't have two of anything anymore.
I guess it's a good trade-off of not having OCD. But it would drive people crazy if, you know, an OCD person took a look at my sock drawer. Because it's about 40 different socks that I've accumulated over the years.
Socks and any given day. They just get thrown in all together. Just pow, there you are.
Oh. And it's totally cool until you get to summer. And then you're wearing shorts with a gray sock and a black sock, and one's higher than the other one. It's all jacked up.
That's why you go flip-flop.
You go flip-flop
in the summer.
It's a good solution
right
there.
House shoes do the same thing to me. I have three pair of house shoes, but I actually have one of each house shoe. So I have three total, two lefts and a right, and none of them match.
I ran in
them this morning.
House shoes?
Yeah.
Wow, that is tough to pull off,
how's
Jeff. That's pretty much a slipper.
How your feet feel? Yeah,
it feels great. So I got the bum knee, right? So it's been real bad since I tried to. I thought that doing super aggressive yoga was going to help the bad knee.
No.
So when I was in the child's pose, I was trying to dig it down because I was figuring, you know, you're grinding out like what do they call that? You got the scar tissue.
Yeah. The cartilage?
And I was like, this pain is probably good, right? I'm working out the scar tissue. But then actually for about 5 weeks, my knee hurt worse than ever. But over the last 2 weeks or so, it's been feeling better. So I was walking the dog this morning with my house shoes on, and I thought, you know what? I'm pain-free right now. Let's see if we can get it a little bit.
Lovely.
And so I went for a little jog in my house shoes, and it felt fine. It sounded funny, but it felt fine because I was kind of scooting.
Okay.
Was these the furry ones that look like that you have? Okay.
Yeah, that nice smell
to them now. You'll put sweat working in them. Yeah.
You're on your way to being back.
Yeah.
As soon as Corona passes.
I met your yoga person yesterday. I did hers.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little less intense.
She has one for bad knees. It was great. Oh, it was
right
great.
On. Yeah. Salute to Yoga with Adrian, by the way. She's down there in Austin, Texas, and over the last 2 or 3 years, I've started doing home yoga and just watched her blow up. Now she's, like, traveling around the world. And
she's a little provocative, too, with her classes. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, Amanda FaceTimed me while I was doing yoga, and the first thing she said was something about squeezing my thighs and then relax your butt. And then she'll, like, stop for a second and be like, relax your butt.
She's working it a little bit. She's working it just enough to get you some yoga and some eye candy and fun.
Why not? Yeah.
And a little bit of a workout, too. Okay. What else do we have going on here inside the world of baseball? Red Sox, they got that Corona hat. I don't know if I'd want that Corona hat. Like, you know, I wouldn't print up too many of those if I'm the Red Sox. I guess it might be historic to get the Corona hat. But if any Mavs property came up with their version of a Corona hat, like, you know, split the star in half or something like that, or you separate the T, I don't know. That wouldn't be that interesting to me. I do find humorous and offensive. Have you guys seen the memes of demonstrating what social distancing is?
Seen it.
And they'll have like the Lombardi Trophy and like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for
example. No, they have the Cowboy logo. We know darn well what they have. Yeah. It's the Cowboy logo and the Lombardi. Social distancing. You know what it is.
Social distancing since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Or 96. Mm-hmm. All right.
Till this year.
This is the year.
Uh-huh.
Man, I really want to believe it. I can't get the belief fired up quite a bit since the Trav loss. I could deal with Byron and deal with Robert Quinn and justify that and say, okay, yeah, but it's just – but now it's three players. It's an awful lot. We'll get back into that conversation a little bit later on here. But let's get you some more of these MLB players you must follow on social media during the pandemic. You know, just get you the flavor of baseball while you are, you know, sitting out the pandemic. Blake Snell. Yeah, go ahead.
Blake Snell.
I believe, is he a DFW guy or was he a Ranger for a while before he went in some kind of trade? I know Mike used to always talk about Blake Snell for one reason or another. Maybe
he might have been a guy that he wanted to get from the Rays.
He was a Rays, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be what it was.
Apparently he's on Twitch, and he's a prolific Twitch streamer, and he regularly invites his followers to watch him play Fortnite. The setting also allows Snell, a former Cy Young winner, to interact in real time with fans. In the early days of the quarantine, Snell has played video games with other big leaguers such as Gavin Lux and Willie Calhoun. Snell also posted his first TikTok recently. So Blake Snell, he's getting busy there and allowing you to play along right there. That's pretty cool.
He's converted to Call of Duty. I see his last 10 or so Twitch links that he sends out are, it says, we getting kills left and right in Call of Duty. So it looks like he's converted, which means I've probably killed him at some point.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Brian, did you watch?
I was working out, Jeff. I didn't realize you were going to play immediately after the show. I saw on Twitter that you had a you were hiding. You didn't get killed. You were hiding, and your teammates did a great job.
Got two Ws last night.
Yeah, but nice you work. Said you had no kills, right?
One of them was a two-man W. We didn't even have a third, and we still won.
So your partner and got all the kills, right?
No, he was stealing kills. I'd loosen him up, break the armor. Yeah. I'd bust him up, and then he'd finish him off. And that happened 13 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many kills do you get per game if you win usually, though?
Average 3 to 5.
Okay.
And the guy who's really good that carries me averages probably 10 to 15.
Okay.
Out of 150-man lobby.
You're pulling your weight. Good job, Jeff.
Does he ever have to go to the gulag or get revived or anything?
He'll occasionally go to the gulag. He's pretty much undefeated in the gulag, whereas I'm about a 60% gulagger. When he goes to the gulag, we don't even think about it. You know, normally if somebody's in the gulag, you're like, do we have $4,500 to bring him back at the buy station? But with him, we just move along. We'll buy stuff to make sure
Do they even miss you as a partner, Jeff? When you get gulagged or knocked out or whatever, do they miss you?
Yeah, because they like me.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm on the radio.
Okay. Yeah.
And has Call of Duty totally squashed Fortnite yet? Because they got that lame building out of there, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, everybody's coming on over to Call of Duty. Or are people still playing Fortnite?
People are still playing it, but Ninja came over, so I'd think that he's the only person that people care about. So he's on Call of Duty. So Call of Duty's the jam now.
All right, G-Bag Nation, there you have it. One more player that you should be following on social media. I think there's four remaining, and we'll get to them as it becomes convenient.
As we don't get distracted.
Yeah. It's going to be a two-week segment.
Yeah, we'll get to it tomorrow maybe. Yeah, or for the rest of the week.
Stomp!
What's happening? Everything good?
My dog almost pulled the access and the camera off the desk. There's a lot of cords in the office, and the dog likes to be in here with that. That's the laptop charger.
Chill out, Stomp.
Good God.
Okay, biggest wins, biggest fails of free agency for each NFL team so far. That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.